LSAT Demon Daily. This is Ben Olson. With me is Nathan Fox. Today on the show, we have an email from B. I'll read this. Hi, guys. I will start by saying that if this makes the podcast, please refer to me as B. Okay, I didn't need to read that. not sure if this is the right place to send this question or not. Okay.
Gosh. Sorry. It's my bad because I should have edited this out before I put it on the agenda.
This is the raw, unedited version.
Let's get going. All right.
First off, okay.
I
want to thank you guys.
That's the third paragraph, and it starts with first off.
Okay. I want to thank you guys immensely. Okay. I've been listening to the podcast for about a month now and canceled my 7SAID subscription and subsequently signed up for the LSAT Demon Basic just the other day. Even just taking advice from the podcast, my LR time sections went from about 15 out of 25 to 23 out of 25.
Wow.
That's awesome. Anyway, I'm a rising senior at a relatively good school, top 25 public school, and I currently have a 3.73 GPA. I obviously plan to apply myself and do my best to get a 4.0 next semester, though that would only bring up my GPA to about 3.76.
Yeah, there's not a lot you can do to bring up your GPA when you're a junior or senior in college. It's just real hard. You need to be getting A's from the very beginning of college. Even in high school, if you take AP classes and stuff, you got to be getting A's in those classes.
Yeah.
But still, don't. 3.76 isn't bad.
It's not bad, and don't give up. I mean, you can always write an addendum that says, look at my last 2 years of school or year or something, and this is the GPA I have now.
Yeah.
But it illustrates, right, how much effort you can put into your GPA and how little it will pay off versus how much effort you can put into the LSAT and how much that could pay off. Anyways, B writes, additionally, my school has an internship program for credit available in the spring at the school's legal office. I do not currently have any legal internships under my belt, so this would no doubt look good on a resume.
According to who?
Yeah. Something impressive looks good on a resume. It does not have to be a legal internship. By the way, internships are often not impressive.
No, this internship sounds like bullshit. Yeah. It's an internship for credit rather than pay.
Yeah.
You know, what is this? Like 10 weeks working in some law office making copies? I don't think that's going to move the needle at all. If you're doing this in order to get experience, great. If you're doing this for your application, it seems like a waste of time. I was going to say, if you're doing it because you actually think you might want to work in this type of law and you're going to learn, you know, you're going to explore civil litigation, great. Or if you're doing this to check out whether you think you would like to work in law.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Great. Really great. That's why you should be doing this, to figure out whether this is really something you want to do with your career.
Yeah.
But doing it for like tick a box to put it on a resume, very misguided. It's not going to move the needle for law school admissions.
Yeah. Okay. So B continues. However, as it is a full-time internship, I would have to choose between that or taking classes. It just so happens that the internship is exactly the number of credits I need in order to graduate, though it obviously won't come with any letter grading, meaning it won't help or hurt my GPA.
None of this is obvious. B keeps saying obviously. None of this, what? What do you mean, obviously not going to count? Like, probably different rules at different schools. So, okay, what's the point? She's trying to decide whether to take the internship or help or work on her grades.
If I decided not to take the internship and instead take classes, getting a 4.0 in both semesters of my senior year would only bring me up to a 3.79. Wow, we're really dealing with some small numbers here. My question is...
Yeah.
Would law schools prefer someone with a 3.76 and a law-related internship or a 3.79 and no internship? I don't know if we've ever gone that granular before. I'm having trouble weighing out the benefits and drawbacks of each in definitive terms. Thank you all for everything you do. Okay, B, first, thank you for writing in. I think you are obsessing about things that don't matter. I would much rather you take this internship because it sounds interesting and you want to decide whether what university-related legal issues are something you want to pursue. If it doesn't sound interesting or you are really interested in some other area of law, I don't know if I would waste time with this. I don't even know if I would. I guess it sounds like you need to take classes because you don't have enough credits. Taking classes that interest you would be more interesting. Yeah.
B needs to graduate. So, I mean, if you take classes, you need to get A's in those classes. If you do the internship and it's ungraded, that's great. It doesn't matter. Do which one is going to make you happier. If this internship seems like an interesting opportunity to learn about the legal field that you might go into, great. Don't even consider for a second its impact on law school admissions. There is an elephant in the room here, which B has not been discussing very much since the first paragraph. The elephant in the room is the LSAT.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that, like, B, you should be structuring your whole life around the LSAT, really.
Not zero. I say that as an LSAT teacher, but 0.03 GPA points. You should be focusing on.
Or some dumb short-term internship that's not going to, like, no one's going to care about that at all. I mean, you might care about it, B, and I'm not saying it's not a real learning experience for you. If it is, then yeah, do that. But if it's just a resume line item, don't. That seems like a waste of time. Like, you're basically giving free labor to these law firms for, you're going to get nothing out of it. Then don't do it. But the LSAT is, like, so, so important. I mean, you know, if you should be structuring your whole schedule around, how do I bring my best hour or two every day to my law school studies or my LSAT studies? How do I get the very best LSAT score I can? Because that's the thing that the law schools are going to actually care about. You can't do that much about your GPA. I mean, 3.76, great. Whether that was a 3.73 or a 3.79, still roughly great. I mean, it's all the same.
Yeah.
I don't, that's not, I mean, come on, Ben, what do you think? Like, is the difference between a 3.73 and a 3.79, is that worth one LSAT point? I mean, that's the entire range, by the way, of her GPA. Like, she's working on it coming up.
I don't think it is. I don't think it's going to matter. Maybe one, maybe a half.
Well, so compare two candidates, right? 3.73 and a 170 against a 3.79 and a 169.
I'd rather have the 170.
I think so too. I mean, or it's a toss up.
Yeah. So here's one thing. If you address the elephant in the room, which is the LSAT, then maybe your decision should be based on which is going to give you the most time to improve your score.
Yeah.
If you're still working on your score during this internship, maybe a full-time internship is not the option. Granted, it seems low stress, right? Because it's just an internship, but
if all you're doing is literally making copies and you're not going to get a grade, so it's not going to hurt your grades.
You could focus.
You're going to get the credits that you need to graduate. If you can actually study at work, then maybe the internship is better.
Yeah. So think about that.
But if the internship is going to be very taxing, I mean, just do not be one of these people who all our students, Ben, not all of them, but so many of our students, they work way too much. They give way too much of themselves to their stupid jobs. Mm-hmm. You know, how many times do you get the, oh, well, work's really busy right now, so I wasn't able to do any studying this week. No, I didn't do my timed section this weekend like I said I was going to do it because I didn't have time because my job.
Yeah, I had to stay late on a few nights this week. It's like,
I'm just really tired today. Yeah, I did really poorly on my practice test yesterday because I had worked 60 hours a week. We're preparing for trial right now, and so I'm just, like, really busy, so I wasn't able to study. So I did shitty on my practice test. Yeah. But you know, it's like, oh man, quit your job, like, or draw some boundaries around it.
Yeah.
Just go in and tell your boss, listen, I'm are you kidding me? I'm a paralegal. I make $38,000 a year. I'm working 40 hours a week and that's it. Fuck off.
Yeah.
You know, like, because I need to study for the LSAT because it's, there's going to be six figures worth of law school tuition that are based on this score. That's the thing that's going to really move the needle. People are like, well, but then I'm worried that my boss won't write me a good letter of recommendation. Right. Yeah. And it's like, well, yeah, but who cares? Because five more LSAT points makes you into an entirely different applicant anyway.
Well, also, people, I think, don't realize that setting boundaries in the right way can actually garner right. respect, not, you know, like if you're an asshole about it, well, for, yeah, that's one thing.
But no, I'm not saying actually say yeah. fuck off.
But if you go there and no, you're like, right. hey, look, I'm studying for the LSAT. This is really important to me. I'll make sure to get all my shit done by 6 p.m. or 5 p.m. or whatever. But I gotta check out and what can I do to make this happen? And they're like, okay, yeah. Wow, this person's like serious. They're not like this.
Oh, we should give half of your work to someone else. Yeah. Like, you know, this person's doing really good work. They're an asset for yeah. us. They value their own time. They know their own limitations.
Yeah.
Great. Oh yeah. We were shitting on you with all these extra projects that probably don't even need to be yeah. done. Oh yeah, no, don't worry about that. What can we do to help mm-hmm. you? Because you went in and said, no, I'm not doing everything you in this whole office.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Well, thanks for writing in, B. I hope that was helpful and good luck. If you have any wild speculations you'd like to share with the show or questions you want to ask us, email daily@lsatdemon.com. Thanks for listening.